With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Addressing a Bitcoin conference today in Nashville, former President Donald Trump says he will help American business owners to succeed.
America will once again be a nation that protects property rights, privacy, freedom of transaction, freedom of association, and freedom of speech. We're going to change our... We're going to go back to the old days when we were a nation that was building, not a nation that was eating itself alive from within.
And he pledges to stop illegal immigration into the United States.
I will seal the border and stop the invasion of millions of people pouring into our country illegally.
Mr. Trump this evening has been campaigning and is right now, as a matter of fact, in St. Cloud, Minnesota, along with his running mate, J.D. Vance. Also at SRNNews.com, the House of Representatives will recess without passing bills to fund the government.
House Republicans are turning their focus to a debate over whether to fund the government through December or into next year after their hopes of passing 12 full-year funding bills before the August recess collapsed. With no one expecting the annual funding process to be complete by a September 30th shutdown deadline, hardline conservatives are advocating for a stopgap measure, also known as a continuing resolution, that would run into March of next year to avoid being jammed with a massive spending package under a lame duck president. Conservatives confident of former President Trump's chances of taking back the White House in November also hope that a stopgap bill into next year would allow Mr. Trump to have more influence over how the government will be funded through the fall of 2025. From Washington, I'm Bernie Bennett.
Israel says a rocket strike at an athletic field, bunch of kids playing soccer, at least 11 children were killed in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights, the Israelis blaming Hezbollah. This is SRN News. A California megachurch working to get out the vote.
It's called the Comeback California Tour, and it's being organized by Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, pastored by Jack Hibbs. It will consist of a series of events designed to teach other churches how they can get believers to the polls in November. Calvary Chapel's website says, quote, California is at a crossroads, urgently needing the church's influence to reverse the moral decline and stand in the gap for our children, families, and communities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Turkish government will no longer send imams to work in mosques across Germany. The practice had come under criticism in recent years as German authorities accused Turkish imams of abusing their positions to promote the Turkey's ruling Justice and Development Party. The German government says it plans to replace the imported imams with clergy trained in Germany. This is SRN News. It is a move that did have some experts wondering just why Google was taking the step in the first place. The company now says it's dropping plans to eliminate cookies from its Chrome web browser.
It's a sudden U-turn on 4 years of work to phase out the technology that tracks users for ad purposes. The company had been working on retiring so-called third-party cookies, which are snippets of code that log user info as part of an overhaul to tighten up privacy on Chrome. But its proposal, known as Privacy Sandbox, had shaken up the online advertising industry over fears that any replacement would leave even less room for online ad rivals.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Now, Google says it decided to abandon the plan after taking into account the impact on publishers, advertisers, and everyone involved in online advertising. More details at SRNNews.com.